We've been building this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview.
For seniors in the United States, food insecurity rates are not much lower than what they were at the peak of the Great Recession around 2008, 2009.
University of Kentucky microeconomics professor James Ziliak.
Well, we think there are several reasons. One, there's a number of costs that seniors face that have increased at a much higher rate than the rate of inflation overall. In particular, out-of-pocket medical costs are a substantial risk that seniors face. So they face this trade-off between providing medicine to attain to medical conditions as opposed to providing food for themselves. We think that's certainly one factor.
We weren't at all surprised to find, thanks to Dr. Ziliak's research, that Kentucky has the highest rate in the nation of the food insecurity among adults 50 to 53.
Tamara Sandberg heads the nonprofit organization Feeding Kentucky.
We see it all the time in the food pantries in our network. People who have been hurt at work but are having a hard time qualifying for disabilities. People in that age who may be caring for grandchildren that put a strain on their household finances. There's quite a lot of people in that age bracket that are suffering. And also, of course, 60 and above, we're also higher than the national average for that.
And Tamara tells us this is not limited to seniors.
We know that there's over 185,000 children in Kentucky who live in a household without enough food.
James Ziliak and Tamara Sandberg will share the full picture of hunger in Kentucky. What is the Career Explorer tool?
This tool can help you find what it is that you're really interested in.
Kentucky's Secretary of Education and Workforce Development, Derek Ramsey, on this new tool that helps anyone who is uncertain about a career track.
I'll use myself, for example. When I graduated from UK, I got my degree in communications, but my real interest to this day is economics.
Ramsey told us that something like 80% of Americans are in this quandary, pitting actual personal interests against available careers. So this clarifying tool was born.
Because so much time is wasted when you're trying things out versus if you have an idea this is something that you really want to do.
We'll have the details of this Career Explorer tool, as well as the state's modern apprenticeship program and why it's more relevant in today's economy than ever. Hundreds of school kids from all around central Kentucky are in for quite a field trip to downtown Lexington.
Broadway Buddies is an outreach program that we began almost 10 years ago now, and it was an effort to allow educators or other groups who might not have the opportunity to attend a professional Broadway show that opportunity.
But, says Lou Ann Franklin of the Lexington Opera House, her team wanted it to be more than just tickets to a show.
So we've expanded that to include a class that the students are required to come to prior to attending the show.
You'll hear how the program has expanded by a factor of five and what sort of impact it has on kids who have taken part over the past 10 years.
Art changes our lives. Whether it's music or theater or dance or all of those things, it really does have an impact on our culture. And we want people to understand that, and that live theatrical experience is just unmatchable.
And back to help you make the most of that late summer or early fall camping trip, archaeologist Chris Begley.
If I was going to give one bit of advice to anybody outdoors, it's carry a lighter.
It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on WEKU, and on demand on your WEKU mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.